What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Shari and Javen podcast. It's your boy Javen. I have my lovely, beautiful, stunning fiance Shari here.
Hi, I'm Shari.
So let's hop right into it.
What?
I don't know what I just said. Okay, so let's
So let's talk about your birthday just passed.
All right, so I had a low-key birthday. My birthday just passed. I just celebrated on March 28th. The age that I turned, I'm not going to share that with you guys to disclose.
You turned 40.
It's classified information, so, whoa, I'm not that old. But
so you're going to be one of those older people who's like, oh, I'm not going to tell, you know, ask somebody their age?
Don't ask, don't tell. No, I'm fine sharing my age. I just turned.
I'm trying to think what age I would think you were, like, guessing-wise.
Your boy just turned 30. Dirty 30. Let the fun begin, okay? That's what I'm going to say from now on. But I can go on a little bit of details of my birthday.
Yeah.
We're going to start from, let's say about a day from departure.
Oh my gosh, Dash is literally scratching the floor.
Yeah, Dash is right now. He's a little upset. So he just went.
He wants his dream bones.
He wants a particular treat that we're out currently.
Why would
out of
you
stock.
Say that word? He can hear you.
I know.
He's going to be back at it again.
He's going to pop out.
Yeah, it was out of stock when we went to Target.
I was talking about my birthday.
Oh, yeah. I was just like piggybacking off of what you said, but yeah.
Okay, your birthday. So let's just start off. I'll let you start about your friend leaving and how that was. So it was an interesting week.
So we thought we were going to be able to leave the house and, like, drive at night, which is something I don't personally like doing. I would prefer to leave, like, really, really early in the morning right before the sun rises. And then, but anyways, yeah, my friend, she went back to Lisbon. So she left, and I didn't realize that she was leaving that weekend. I thought she was leaving the following weekend. And then when she randomly was like, yeah, no, I'm leaving tomorrow. So then I ended up staying back and, like, helping her pack and stuff like that. So then that got pushed back. But then we ended up still going the next day at around noon, which we were supposed to leave, like, at 8 a.m.
So technically we're supposed to leave Thursday night. And then
I just said that.
I know. I'm going to break it down. We're supposed to leave Thursday night, but then we end up leaving, I want to say, Saturday morning. Okay, because a lot of stuff going on. Like Shari just said, her friend was moving back out the country. She just graduated college, and we're hanging out with her, helping her do stuff. And one of my boys came out here from Minnesota,
too.
One of my ex-teammates from college.
The same day.
My boy Dio popped up out here the same day, and so we got a little workout in. We're messing around, talking.
Oh, yeah, I ended up getting fake nails again. I caved.
Yeah, she got some fake nails again.
And I asked you if you prefer me with or without nails, and you said you prefer me with nails.
I do.
Why? All of a sudden that changed.
I don't really have a preference, to be honest, as long as your nails look good. But my boy was out here. We caught up. We did some stuff. We ended up drinking, me and Shari, like, after everyone kind of, like, settled in.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I didn't realize, like, if you drink too many White Claws that you get, like, wasted in a way. I was... not saying I was, like, slapped or anything, but I was just, like, really
buzzed. It was partially slapped. I'm not going to lie. Thursday night, like I said, I was supposed to leave. And then pretty much, like, at midnight, really pretty much Friday morning. And we ended up sleeping in. And because our friend, like I said, we were having our friend out. We slept in, and we weren't really packed and ready and all this stuff.
No, I had my stuff out. It just wasn't in the suitcase when I left. And then we ended up running a lot of errands. So I got my nails done. We went to Sephora, then we went to H&M and Zara, and then we went to Target. It was like a whole day, to be honest. Oh, and we actually went to TJ Maxx, too, which is like way out on the other side.
Things never go as planned when it comes
for
to
reason,
Shari
though.
And Javen. Yeah, for a reason. Like, we literally left like a day and a half late. It took us a while, but we finally made it out. We got Dash all packed up. We got all of our stuff packed up.
I got snacks for our road trip.
Yeah, I bought a pizza, but it didn't make it to the road trip. I bought a big-ass pizza from Whole Foods.
Yeah, we were kind of all just, like, buzzed and eating pizza. I'm not going to lie.
It was a sad time for Shari and her friend.
Yeah.
So it was like, all right, it's not that serious. My birthday was going to be on Tuesday, so I was celebrating 4 days early anyways. But we finally got packed and hit the road, and, man... what a drive. Let's talk about road trip dynamics.
You've talked about this before in a podcast. And
road trip dynamics.
Go.
There should be like some type of like rules and like codes and ethics you follow.
Like what?
So if someone's going to be primarily driving the whole time, the person in the passenger seat should also pretty much step up.
Javen wants me to be his assistant for everything.
I'm not asking to be my assistant. I'm asking you to assist me. So if I'm driving, right, if I say, hey, can you grab
something?
Remember
when you were eating that burger and I was hungry too, and you were like, he wanted me to literally feed him like this the entire time.
No, I didn't.
I'm like, why don't you just pull over and we can eat together?
When Shari's hungry or tired in the passenger seat, nothing else matters, not even the driver. And so me driving.
No, I actually make an effort to stay awake.
Okay.
Ride back, I literally didn't fall asleep because I forced myself to stay up.
Baby, she literally gets into the car and then I ask her for help. She's literally like getting mad at Dash because he wants to sit in our lap the whole time. And
no, he wants to sit on my lap, get down, get in my lap, get down. And it's not, it's dangerous.
He likes to be in my lap and like hang out the window.
Dude, that's so dangerous. Like, he likes to be on Javen's lap with the window rolled down. And I'm like, if we're on the freeway, he needs, because he has like a car seat that connects to his harness and it's super comfortable and stuff in there for him. He has like a dog bed in there and his blankets and stuff. And a freaking stuffed animal.
Yeah, he does have a stuffed animal.
Yeah, he has
in there.
Like a whole little mini little house in there, but he just, I think he has separation anxiety.
I'm going to be really straight up. Shari does not like to help.
Why
particularly
are you saying this?
When it comes to road trip. When she's tired, she's tired. Don't bother her. When she's ready to take her nap, it could be literally like, I could be driving for 3 or 4 hours.
You know how I can take a nap sometimes is when I put on my sunglasses, I kind of like doze off on
sunglasses, all this wrap. She has moments when she's nice and tender and she's like, you know, helping out.
Why are you always trying to paint me out to be a bee?
Baby, it's just plain and simple. When it comes to road trips, we have these arguments, many arguments sometimes. They're not really serious.
Why are you saying many? We don't.
We have these debates about, she's like, oh, I keep working. You keep having me do stuff. It's like, I've been driving for like 4 hours straight. I actually give me a bottle of water.
No,
and then
okay.
You'll be waking up from a nap.
You're talking about that one specific thing. I literally asked him. When we were driving, I was getting the snacks. I was getting the trail mix. I was like, do you want chips? And he's like, no, I don't want chips right now. And I'm like, okay, fine.
Like
so
an hour
then
later.
Not even an hour later. Like 5 minutes later, you were like, what kind of chips did you get? And I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? It was buried underneath like our luggage and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I was like, when I got the snacks in the first place, it was because.
That's true.
It was because, like, we had to stack stuff on top of it. And then once I sat down and started eating my trail mix, then all of a sudden he's like, oh, yeah, I think I want some chips now. And I'm like, oh, my God.
There's moments when I have moments like that, but it's interesting to see, like, as a driver, your role is to make it there safe and sound. And your job never stops until the car stops, until you park and get out.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so you're saying you want me to drive now?
No, she doesn't drive, and I wouldn't feel safe to let her drive during a road trip. Yeah, so when it comes to road trip, I would rather drive than let my fiance drive, just because I feel safer. One time, we were driving, and I was, like, tired, and I finally gave her the wheel to her. And I
dozed
off.
Nothing bad happened.
I woke up. And I heard, yum, yum, yum. And literally, we were both asleep on the side of the road. Cars whizzing past. She was driving no more than an hour, hour and a half. And I'm like, dude, I just did like six. And here you are complaining. It's like, I'm tired. I'm asleep.
No, I said.
She wake up looking around like, what's going on? What's wrong? And I'm like, what the heck? Why are we pulling over?
I was scared I was going to fall asleep at the wheel. So I said, I would rather take a power nap right now than to continue driving because, like you said, it's
baby girl don't like driving on the road. She rather sleep and sit there and be. She wants to manage the whole car. She's
like. He gets mad if I have my headphones in.
She's like the general manager of the road trip.
If I had my headphones in, I would be chilling.
I don't trip about you having the headphones in.
Okay, now we're really capping.
I don't trip about
crazy.
The road trip, but there are certain rules that you have to follow. Just like we're a team, so there's certain dynamics.
You act like I help you not at all, Javen.
You
You're
help
lying.
Me, baby, but you like to.
I do.
You like to like call the shots. She likes to call the shots. So if I act or something, she'll tell me, no, you got to wait. I'm like, dang, I've been driving for 4 hours. Like, what you talking about?
I got to wait. He's capping so hard right now, you guys.
It's barely nice when it comes to acting for stuff on road trips.
Can you say something good?
I said every once in a while you have some cool moments.
What do
you're
I
a little monster
good?
During road trips. You're like, yeah, it's my fault you're driving. Stuff like that. It's like.
No, because one thing about him is when he does something, he wants all, like, recognition and all the praise. Like, wow, you're doing so good. You're doing this. He wants it constantly.
Listen, if I was in the passenger seat, quote unquote, hypothetically
speaking,
if
he fell asleep
and my
on
girl
me,
was driving, I would be like, you know what, you need something? You hungry? You thirsty? Oh, can I help you? Blah, blah, blah. Because I
you
understand.
You know what's crazy is when we were younger, I used to drive more.
Do you remember that? She did. I was a passenger seat driver.
When we were in high school, I was the only one with a car at that time.
And she has, she did. She used to pick me up in a little Honda Accord and a Jeep Cherokee.
No, it was a Jeep Cherokee. I picked you up in my mom's Honda like maybe 2 times
ever. Oh, no, it was more times than that. Remember that one time your mom was looking at pictures and was like, is that Jaden in the front seat of my car?
Oh, my God. He took pictures in my mom's freaking driver's seat car, and he was driving it.
We're like 16, 17.
And I asked him at that time, I was like, do you drive? And then Your driving of that time was just parking your grandma's car.
So I got my driver's license in college. I've been driving, but I got my license in college. But I was everywhere moving. I had a permit for the longest. I had to renew my permit at a point because I didn't go get my license and take
my
test.
I'm thinking of something that you told me, but I don't want to say it out loud because it's going to annoy me.
Oh, wow. Anyways, let's transition over to the next phase. So we're driving there. Our road trip was probably like six hours. And I drove the whole way there and back, not to get too far ahead of the story. But it was some nice scenery. I wanted to go down PCH, but due to the rock slides and the weather in California, we couldn't go straight from LA to like Malibu and all the way down to Big Sur and other area. We ended up driving to Carmel.
I've always wanted to go there, though.
Yeah, so it was really beautiful. It was really nice. But all the cool spots were actually closed off due to, like I said, the weather and, like, the rock slides and mudslides and all this other stuff. The roads was, like, crazy from the rain. They had potholes, and some parts of the road disappeared and fell off the cliff and all this other stuff.
Dude, so, yeah, it was actually... This is one thing I don't like about going certain places.
Are we gonna get there?
Is driving on, like, the edge of cliffs.
We're going to get there.
Like, I cannot, like, I will literally cry in the passenger seat.
We're
going to
say,
like,
that part for a little bit later.
It says 25 miles.
I kind of forgot about that part. But so we drove there. We ended up getting there at night. And one of the things that I love Shari for, because I wanted to do something more of like outdoorsy, a little different. And so I respect and love her that she went along with my plans and didn't really complain. And so I'm like, hey, let's go camping. I wanted to camp this trip.
Yeah, I didn't complain once.
And so she's a trooper. So next time we won't camp. We'll go get a hotel.
Yeah.
And let her do her thing, because I appreciate it. Because the last two road trips that I wanted to do, we camped, and I appreciate it. Because the Joshua Tree, we camped, and I loved her for that. Because every once in a while, you know, you got to, you know, test out your survivor skills, you know.
And honestly, it showed me that I'm very much like a hotel kind of person.
Oh, I knew that already. We went to Yosemite National Park. I wanted to camp, and she was like, no, no,
oh,
no.
Oh, no.
And so we had to get a hotel, me and my buddy. But if we
I'm so glad we got a hotel. But then we had a C blocker with Dash.
Oh, Dash is with us, too.
He's like, hello? Constantly.
But Dash is a trooper. We'll get to that, too. Yeah, but so we went and we got there and it was beautiful. It was dark and we made it because we ended up leaving late that day. I don't know why. We were supposed to leave at like 4 in the morning. We ended up leaving
like at
2
p.m. Well, because
we had to get last... No, we left
at 11. Yeah, but my friend was also here that day and we had to do like last minute things. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But we ended up getting there later at night and we went... Do you want to disclose the location of everywhere?
Well, I could be keeping so 100 with y'all. So we got there late at night, and we drove through like the beach area. And did we take pictures the first day?
Yes, and it was freezing. Oh my gosh! When we first got there, we went to this place where there was supposed to be this
these tulies, tulips.
Why do you keep calling them tulies?
I don't know.
Why do you not say the PS at the end? You just say tulips.
There was this tulip field on the beach.
They were all rained down. Like, it literally looks like a lawnmower just went over once. Like, that's how flat everything was. There was people still trying to take pictures and stuff like that. Once again, it was like 30 degrees.
Yeah.
I wore like my outfit for pictures, and I'm going to post them actually tomorrow. But I wore I wore my outfit for the pictures. So I was literally freezing. And then every time in between like taking pictures, I had to like take off the jacket. And it was just a whole situation. One thing I can't stand that Javen does is he'll say, "Oh, I'm ready." But then he's still tuning the camera and doing all this extra stuff. And I'm like, I thought you were ready.
Let's talk about this. Okay. So we end up getting to the first spot that I found on Instagram. And let me say, it reminded me of the reels when it'd be like Instagram versus reality.
Oh my gosh, you should have did that.
It was just like that. But
wait, you can still.
Yeah, but it was raining the day before, like I said. So it was raining and all this other stuff. So the tulips were kind of like washed out.
Tulips.
washed out to the sea. It was a beautiful picture that I found on Instagram. I'm sorry, or whatever. But we got there. It was like muddy and like sludgy. But then it ran off to the beautiful beach. It was all connected. Still.
And there was like a waterfall.
Yeah, it was like a waterfall and stuff. It was really nice. But we're in Carmel. And it was really, really nice. But like we said, it was very unrealistic when it came to the perception.
And honestly, so if you can imagine how like sunflower fields look, that's how it was supposed to look.
Yeah, it looked beautiful from online, but we get there, it wasn't this spot, right?
Long story short, the ocean was,
she
still
took my
beautiful
pictures. Shari gets anxiety sometimes and want to take it out of me because we have the dog and he's always want
to
explore.
Why are you calling him a dog all the
time? We have my son Dash, he's always wants to explore and move around and do this and do that, and so she's trying to like put trying to hold him and take pictures of me.
No, it's
she's
because there's literally
with one
there's
hand
literal
the camera
cliff.
Like this. And I'm like, bro, like that's not gonna work. You gotta try. I'm like, that's not gonna work. You gotta give this more effort. Like, come on, just hurry, just go. Take the picture. Hurry up. I got it. It's working. I'm like, no, you gotta focus. Cause like you think you're taking my photo, but
no,
the camera out
he's
of focus.
Trying to do reverse psychology. He gets anxiety taking pictures.
I was fine. It was a bunch of people around moving around and
he gets
that
anxiety.
But she was
and
getting anxiety
to take it
from
out of
Dash.
Me. No, you
she was
literally
getting anxiety
to take
from
it
Dash.
Out of me.
And so Dash kept moving around. And so I'm like, hey, just put your foot on his leash and let him do him. And
dude,
take my
he was still jerking around. I can't fully like move around with him there.
I needed some effort. Okay.
I did. If I freaking have my knees in the mud, then he'll be like, oh, yeah, you're trying. But that doesn't mean that's guaranteed a good picture. You're just doing that because you want me to be like that.
No, I'm just saying because like I know effort because when I take your pictures, I put
effort
into it and I go above me up.
He swears I'm not putting effort in just because I'm not like getting dirty.
What I'm saying, so her version of effort at that moment was like one hand with the camera. Just taking, snapping, hurry up.
It still was looking good.
My version is two hands. I'm looking through the thing. I'm looking angles. I'm doing this and doing that. Coming low, doing that. I'm adjusting it, making sure everything is right.
Okay. She just does everything
up
better.
In that moment, I said she had anxiety.
In his mind.
You had anxiety in that moment.
No, I did
yes,
not.
Yes, you did. Because Dash is getting on you. You kept saying, Dash is getting on my nerves. He keeps moving. He wants, but there's poison oak and stuff out. So
that's
we're
what was giving that. Okay, you're right. That was giving me anxiety is because there was poison oak. And for some reason, he is obsessed with like going into plants head first.
And bushes. And
yeah,
things.
It's like, what the heck? Like he always wants to mark on bushes. Yeah. I should Google like why he does that. But yeah, that would give anyone anxiety because if he gets like poison oak or something happens to him, then we're going to be feeling like shit.
Yeah. But to wrap it up, in that part, she took my pictures and we transitioned to her pictures. And she was talking about how, oh, when I say I'm ready, I'm not really ready.
Yeah,
I need to hurry
he's
up.
Never.
It was cold, but it wasn't that damn cold. I tell you that right now. It wasn't 30 degrees like it was a Joshua Tree cold. It was like 45, 50. Wind was blowing.
I'm
but
a smaller person than you.
She literally was like, oh, let me know you're ready. I'm like, okay, I'm ready. I took a couple pictures. I looked at them like, you know what? She's like, I thought you said you were ready. And she's kept snapping. Oh, I'm going to leave. I'm like, dude, let me just make sure the lighting.
Do you notice in all
right
of your stories that you do nothing wrong?
What do you mean?
That you tell about me. It's kind of, it's...
I do nothing wrong.
It's quite compelling.
Oh, my God. So to bring it back, I'm going to make sure you're straight. To bring it back, so I was taking her pictures, and she was rushing me, and I'm like, dude, you can't rush perfection, okay? I'm trying to make sure that the camera settings is right.
He's taking me calling him. He's taking
we
me
switched
calling
locations.
Him. The best photographer in the world to like, he's taking it to a level that's like out of this, literally out of this world.
Listen, I was trying to make sure the shots was right for her, make sure everything was looking good and okay. But she wanted me to take 5 seconds to take the best pictures in the world.
No, it's because he takes way more pictures than me.
At this moment, I was trying to snap her up.
He took like a thousand.
She had a big jacket on. Like, she had my jacket on that goes down to the ankles. She was like, hurry up. Hurry up. She took her jacket off.
I also want to know a disclaimer. I wore the worst shoes possible to hike in.
Oh, these are good hiking shoes. No, I'm like, oh, okay.
I didn't say that.
You said, oh, these are the right shoes.
No, I didn't. I said that about my Nikes. I said that I was wearing my outfit shoes. And then I was walking down and I was like, I don't want to like hurt myself because this is crazy. My ankles were like, yeah, literally like a deer.
Yeah, they were like a deer. But to bring things around, though, go ahead and tell your report about how you're rushing me.
I already told my part.
She was rushing the shit out of me at this spot, low-key. And like literally like 5 seconds. And she was like, are you ready? Are you ready? I was like, okay, yeah. Take a picture. She took her jacket off. She's like, it's cold. She's complaining, yelling the whole time. I'm like, it's not freezing cold like this.
To you, dude.
It's not that cold.
Yeah, but to you.
She's super dramatic when it comes to cold and the natural element.
I always get colds.
She had my jacket on.
But you know what's so crazy is I used to go to school in like negative 40 degrees.
Negative 50s and 60s.
I'm literally serious.
Went to school in North Dakota. The second coldest city in the United States.
But I used to be having like my gear.
Yeah.
That's the difference. I was not ready for that. I had no gloves. Gloves make the biggest difference in winter, huh?
I told her, like, you're going to have to sacrifice for these pictures. You're going to have to just thug it out.
He was trying to get America's the right shots. Next Top Model me.
Yeah, make sure you get these shots in, and then you can put your jacket back on, and you'll be warm. Like, you got to toughen up for these shots. This is an ongoing thing with her with the natural elements. No. So, hurry up, I said, hurry, it's cold.
We took some night pictures at Santa Monica where I had a holographic bodysuit, remember? My hair was brown at that time.
I snapped her up that night.
It was freezing like then. And remember, I was in between. I was, David, yeah,
I was
because
in the water,
you wanted
like
to be extra. But I was like literally like, well, I'm so sorry. I said like way too many times. Let's factory reset. Anyways, that day was freezing too. I almost said it and I literally paused. I was like, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so we stopped. We took pictures. This was like approaching golden hour, sunset time. And then we wrapped up there because we had the charge was closed. So we rushed back to the car. And then like, all right, boom.
Well, also, we wanted to go to a different location.
Different spot, So we wanted to go to Bixby Bridge. Bixby Bridge was the spot. That was the spot I wanted to get to. So we got in the car, we packed up, and we made it to Bixby Bridge. It was hella people there.
Dude, it was like a tourist attraction, but we do have to factor in the fact that it was a Saturday.
Yeah, I just wanted it to be like just me and Shari so we can do the most and take our pictures and stuff. We didn't get many couple pictures, if not any.
Dude, I know. And people ask me that all the time, and it's just because by the time we end up taking our photos, we always have Dash with us. So it's like,
it gets late. The timing is terrible.
So when we take couples pictures, it's like, that's all we can do that day. If we do it early enough, I'm sure we can
get
do more.
Because sometimes Shari wants like videos and I have to shoot my landscape videos and stuff.
Have to put it on equipment and it's just.
I put the equipment and stuff on and do all this. And she's like, hurry up. You thought you said you were done. Thought you said you were ready.
What are you saying?
That's how
you're just saying negative stuff. I'm not listening to you.
But we got to Bixby Bridge. And it was really nice. It was dope. It was pretty scenic, but I had some technical issues with my equipment because I was trying to like do the settings and stuff because the sun was like pretty much setting. It was going over the horizon and like disappearing. And there was still a lot of people there. Parking was terrible.
That place was dangerous too at the cliffs. Ooh. It's crazy. Like, these cliffs exist and one wrong slip, nobody can do anything. What can you do? And so Dash was all brave looking over it because we had the leash, but it's like if he jerked too much.
Oh, that was the other spot.
Yeah.
But so we got to Bixby Bridge. We took some solo photos there. It was dope. It was really windy, and it was, I guess you can say, cold. And the same story happened there. Then it happened at the Tulips place. Shari was rushing me. But then I got her to loosen up a little bit. She took a bunch of pictures of me after the fact because she had the jacket on. She was like, I'll give up.
I had the jacket, I was fine. I ended up only taking like 10 or 20 photos there.
Yeah, but to make matters worse, we were like, okay, we're done. Boom, sunset. Now it's nighttime. So what are we going to do now? You say you wanted to camp, so where are we going to camp at? And that was the next phase.
Yeah.
Finding our camp spot. We also were hungry. So.
Javen ate this big.
Wait.
Bag of wings.
Pressing me out. All right. So after we took our pictures and did our thing there at Bigsby Bridge, we have some fun. We packed things up. We were like, okay, we got to find a camp spot. But we're also hungry.
Yeah.
So we brought snacks, but we didn't bring like dinner snacks. So me
we
and Shari.
We brought just like road trip stuff.
Road trip stuff.
So then we ended up finding a Safeway.
A Safeway, yes.
Which was okay. It's kind of like a Ralph's, I feel.
Yeah, Safeway. And so we went into the Safeway and.
We got a lot of stuff, to be honest.
We got some wine. We got some broccoli. We got some. I got a big bag of chicken wings. It was like drumsticks and chicken wings.
Oh my gosh.
Me and Dash was fucking that shit up.
It was literally like a 20 piece. And I'm like, you're really just going to sit in here
and she was right.
And eat all of those wings. Because I thought it was on sale.
She was like, oh, that's going to be like $15. Like, let's just get you like a salad and stuff. We're trying to like make sure our stomach is right.
I wanted to stay healthy.
Yeah, she did.
Because I knew that we were taking pictures and.
She was looking out for you, boy.
But I told him at the very least get a sandwich. And he was like, no. He ended up getting a 20-pack of wings, and then you see why.
They were made fresh that day, and they had them like in a little bag, kind of like how the rotisserie chicken come. Oh, my gosh. It was like four different flavors in there. Me and Dash was going to work with that in the car. And we were like tearing that stuff up.
I literally lived off of salads and trail mix that trip.
Yeah, we did.
It was nice. I did.
I did too, though, besides the chicken.
He ate the chicken, and he ate a chicken salad.
Yeah, I did that.
Yeah.
Because you made chicken salad at home. She bought some kale. It was a kale chicken salad.
It was like we like let it stay cold. So then it was just was like cold.
That's why we went there. We wanted some dressing.
Yeah. But then, so I started eating.
We had to stop at 7-Eleven and try to get some dressing.
I started eating his salad. And then he was like, oh, so you're just going to sit here and eat my salad? I'm thinking, you want this and this huge salad?
I'm bigger than you.
I guess, but whatever. At least I gotta eat. Yeah. I really like that salad dressing.
That salad dressing was good. Funny sidebar, on our way there, we had to stop. We were hella hungry. And before we made it to that place, we stopped at an AutoZone. It was O'Reilly's because I needed a new key fob battery because my battery key fob was dying. I'm like, we're going to be locked out if this die. And so we stopped at O'Reilly's. Then there was a 7-Eleven across the street. And we went inside the 7-Eleven. And for some reason, they have everything in that store, in that 7-Eleven, but salad dressing.
They didn't even have barbecue sauce.
Yeah, everything you can think of but that. It was crazy. 7-Elevens have this weird little stench to it, too. It's like old Slurpee machines and like. It's like
dude,
old.
I can never eat a Slurpee again.
Yeah, Slurpee is probably
I'm good. I feel like, your stomach would be hurting after.
We used to tear them Slurpees up. Them
they freezes. Were good when they were good, but I mean, when you know better, you do better.
Exactly. But so, back on point, we were tearing up some food in the parking lot and some car pulled up next to us. It was some bunch of junkies.
Oh my gosh.
It was wild. I was like,
there was a whole parking lot to choose from.
We discreetly parked.
They literally pulled and we parked by a dead end. They parked right next to us.
And they hit their meth pipe. I looked over, dude, and they're smoking his meth pipe, him and his buddy. And I was like, oh my gosh. Like, we're just thinking about movie situations and stuff. And we started to watch a little movie while we eat our food.
But to be honest, what's crazy is we were watching like a thriller, like something with like a negative type of vibe. And then it brought like weird people next to us. And then we ended up moving and listening to like better stuff. And then we had a good night. Isn't that weird how that kind of stuff works?
But to fast forward, after we found our camping spot, we drove back. And then we woke up in the morning. And we did our due diligence, you know, we brushed our teeth, we did our little stuff, and Shari was, you know, still, you know, Shari liked her sleep, and so I drove to this cool little spot, because we revisited.
I literally woke up, we were next to a cliff by the ocean.
It was dope. Dash was like, heckin', like, trying to, like, you know,
be
all in the mix. But it was dope because Shari was sleeping and she was like, come get your son because he wants to go. And he was like bothering her in her sleep.
No, he wasn't bothering me. He was just crying because he wanted to go with you. And Dash doesn't ever cry. He's not, he doesn't like whine. He doesn't whine. He barks here and there, but he never like cries.
Let me tell you about Dash. My son was a trooper. Me and Dash, while Shari was in the car, was out there exploring. We were out there thugging it. Me and Dallas was climbing down cliffs and rocks. We was going down paths. It was like crazy narrow.
Did he have you hold him?
Nah,
part of it?
Mm-mm. He was doing better than me because I was slipping. I had on some Jordan 12s and I don't know what I was thinking. I told him up. that might be trash right now. That's some Jordan 12s. It was kind of like mud-ish in some parts because of the rain I mentioned to you guys already from the past previous couple of days.
What?
I don't know what just happened. But
are you okay?
I'm okay.
Are you a clone? What's going on?
I had an error.
He had a glitch.
But so there was mud everywhere, and I heard something. I'm like, what's that sound? But it's probably this. So Dash is a trooper. Me and Dash was thugging it. We was out there, out and about, doing our thing, and we were going down hills, and we were climbing down cliffs, and I found this secret dope location. It was so dope, and I ended up bringing Shari there a little later. It took some convincing to do, but man, me and Dash was exploring, because we took damn near an hour. We were just hanging out. It was sea lions. I think it was sea lions or was it otters?
I can never truly tell the difference.
They were laying on their back, and they were floating.
They might
and
be
they were,
sea lions.
They had rocks on their bellies, and they had they had shells.
They were chilling,
They were smacking on their belly, and the waves was coming in kind of hard, and they were just riding the waves, just eating, grubbing all day. And I was like, damn, this is crazy. This is dope. And the water was nice and blue, and I seen a cave. It was the water was shallow, and the cave. I'm like,
you didn't think that there was going to be something inside of it?
Low key, if there are sea lions, otters, whatever it is. I just figured out that they're cousins too. They're in the same family as honey badgers. So, and I read up on them. Them things ain't no joke. They attack people. They gang up on leopards and stuff in other countries. They even gang up on crocodiles and snapping turtles. They be tearing shit up. So if it was one of them, oh my! And I went in that cave and they live in that cave. Woo!
It's a wrap.
Me and Dad probably would have not made it out.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were out there doing their thing. It was a beautiful, beautiful scenic
spot. Dude, so we took pictures there and...
Later we did.
We took pictures there and the end of my photo shoot, we got sprayed with the ocean. I could have literally fell in.
We were taking... It was pretty dangerous how it happened because I was totally taken back.
I told him too. I'm like, the sea level is rising. We're going to have to get up because... It just kept getting closer.
The water was smashing against the rocks where we're at. Because, when the tide goes out and it reveals, the tide pools and stuff. So we descended down into this little area where it was, dope. And it was, puddles of, water.
I was on a separate rock than you and Dash. Yeah.
And so the water came up and it splashed. And it smacked me and Shari and Dash and soaked us. And it was strong. It felt like it felt like it could have snatched me from the back of my head into the water.
It wasn't as cold as I expected it to be.
But it was powerful. I had the camera in my hand. Yeah. The camera got wet and everything. And Shari and I could have got washed up in the sea. Because the water was very strong. It was just beautiful looking, but it was very strong, the current. Yeah. And I was just dang, we could have just got wiped out. No one knew we were down here. We were way Seriously. Down where you're not supposed to be. There was even we got down so far to where we found a little mini beach area. But I kind of set up. I did some jump rope and did some push-ups. Did a little workout. Shari Dash was hanging out. But you can tell at night or when the tide comes back in, all that's covered with water. But it was crazy how when Shari was trying to warn me, hey, let's go. It's coming back. And I noticed it was coming back because the sea level was rising where we're at. But I thought we had plenty of time left still. Yeah. But that one splash of that wave that hit the rock was crazy. I'm like, okay. Now that was wake you up type of moment because I thought we were good. And I was dang, that shit.
Let's move along.
You can say that as I'm talking.
Wow. You said the same story twice.
Anyways, let's move along. So that was one of the locations we took pictures that was really dope besides Bigsby Bridge. We spent a lot of our time there. And like I said, it was a very beautiful spot. Outside of that, we kind of we did plan on going all the way down to the Bay Area. But we didn't make it. I was just told myself, since I was driving the whole time.
Dude, it would have been another, 4 hours.
And then hang out with family and friends.
Which is, already going to be draining. Because it's you're going to have to go to multiple people's houses.
I worked the next day. And you can't just go visit San Francisco Bay Area and not go inland. But, so we were supposed to drive down to the Bay Area, but we didn't make it. It would have been a crazy drive for me to go to the Bay Area and then turn around, go home that same night and then go to work. We made it home, I want to say around 11 something at night.
Yeah.
It was a nice little just drive back. That drive back was crazy. I was cruise control the whole time. You know, you got to be careful when you're driving and stuff too.
I was worried. I thought you were going to fall asleep.
I was thugging. I'm always thugging it. Shit, we drove to Colorado one time. Shari helped out these trips. So it was 19 hours, you know. So, yeah. And I drive primarily. But like, you know.
Oh my God. Okay, I like to drive. We get it. Like it doesn't sound like it because like you keep mentioning it.
But when I do these things, when I take on these tasks, I do like to be appreciated in the.
My God. We spent so much of the podcast saying that. We get it. You drive a lot. Anyways, can we move on?
I like road trips. Let's move
on. Doesn't sound like it.
But that pretty much sums up my birthday. Shar bought me a cake and stuff beforehand.
I bought him a cake on like, yeah.
It was nice. I ate the cake right before I left because I just couldn't help it because I was like hungry and the cake looked good. And I had some pizza. So I'm like, I'm already cheating today for my diet. So I might as well just, you know, indulge.
Well, then we also got hibachi.
We got hibachi when we got home that night. It was dope. It was nice. We watched that movie.
Nope.
What was that movie? It's called Nope.
Dude, we keep... So we have like 20 minutes left. And it's like it puts us to sleep every single time. Not saying that it's boring, but we just end up... We don't watch a lot of TV. Yeah. So by the time we end up from our days being able to watch TV, it's so late in the day that we just doze off.
Yeah.
But I do want to finish
it. We tried to watch it. This is going to be like the fourth time we try to finish it. Every time we try to watch it, we have like 10 to 20 minutes left.
Is it 7:30 right now? And then we're also planning on going to the gym. So it'll be a double day for me. But I don't want to spend an hour and a half there again.
I want to get a night swim, man. What time is it?
Yeah. Oh, you want to go with me?
I would like to get into the water.
Let's go to the hot tub together again.
The hot tub?
It's good after a workout.
I want to take pictures in the pool.
Now you want to take pictures.
Night pictures.
Okay, I mean, you can take pictures, but it's just like, now I'm going to feel forced to take
pictures.
I'll have
to be done with my workout before like 9.
We always get FOMO if one person's taking pictures and the other one isn't. Because we're like, dang, we should
just start taking pictures again. Because I wasn't taking pictures for a while. I was taking her pictures and just doing other stuff with my camera. And so now I'm taking pictures of myself. I finally posted on Instagram after a while. Like, I posted twice.
He's trying not to smile. Just release it.
Because I have a lot of stocked up stuff. And so,
yeah, I don't know. I'm getting better at downloading my images and my videos, getting them out there, and just like getting rid of it. I used to not be fast with it. I used to literally sit on pictures and content for months.
And then I think it's old, even though it's not, because no one ever seen it.
Yeah, it's like it's old to you. But
if there's writer block for photographers and videographers, that's what I have sometimes. I have content, I sit on it, I look at it, and I go to edit it. I'm like, this isn't good enough. And then I look at it again, then I get a second opinion from Shari, and she helps me out, and I'm like, okay, this is.
I think it is, like, sometimes we have to realize. Just because you had a photo shoot or you took doesn't mean that it was good. I'm sorry. There's some times where you can take content. Like, there's been videos that I've taken of myself where I'm like, this just isn't a good video. And like, regardless of, this is just the learning experience of like, this isn't working. So try to make it better. But it doesn't mean, oh, I have to post it because I took it. Yep. Sometimes you just don't have a good photo
shoot. I'm still sitting on content from my Mama Perdil's
blog. God, the way you say that makes me...
Mama Perdil's. So that was a really cool place that me and Shari went, and we had a nice dining experience, and it was really nice. It showed us a lot of love, and we shot some content and made a YouTube video. Go ahead and check it out on my YouTube right now. I dropped the video yesterday. And don't be a stranger. Don't forget to drop a like and comment and just give us some little feedback about our pod and our content as well. But yeah, so I have Joshua Tree stuff that I'm still sitting on that I need to push out. I have to do a vlog for that, and I have to make some reels out of that content. I'm going to start doing the is that horizontal or which one is this? No, whatever.
That's horizontal. Yeah, vertical is up and down. Yeah. You know, the way I remember it is because of Six Flags, that ride vertical that goes up and down.
Interesting.
That's how crazy. I always remember it. Yeah.
People have been dying on
I can't even believe that little Shari was going on roller coasters.
I used to love them.
Me too. Medusa. I used to be obsessed with them. Me and my brother, we would go to amusement parks and we would just like... Yeah, like ride Medusa or ride vertical and like these crazy rides where they like twist you around and like it's.
That's when
it's
I was young and
crazy.
Dumb.
Now I'm like, no, I'm good. I'll watch you. I'll hold your stuff. I don't really feel like getting sick.
I haven't
seen
videos of the whole ride derail from the structure and then everyone flies off. People be dying, flying off. Kids be getting decapitated. Well, decapitated. Whoa. And stuff like that. I'm staying far away from roller coasters. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, same.
I'm too old. I want to live longer.
I've had a lot of fun while it lasted, but there's certain things as you get older in life where you're like, okay, that was meant for me when I was young, and I'm getting older, and it's just not something that's not my type of fun. My type of fun now is like eating good food, mm-hmm. going and like traveling, doing cool things. And one thing that I do a lot, which I'm getting out of the habit of, is when I do go places, I don't like record. I'm just like kind of in the moment. So lately I've been like making a habit of just, you know, taking more photos.
She likes to say I'd be jealous when I'd be driving and she'd be doing stuff. I'm like, you're just jealous because you can't take pictures and do videos.
Yeah, he is jealous.
I don't be jealous.
Yes, you are.
But
yes, you are.
I'm talking smack saying this. I'm like, I don't ride roller coasters, but I'm like climbing down freaking cliffs and seashores and stuff.
I mean, that kind of stuff is, I think, different than riding a man-made roller coaster.
Yeah.
Something about that just is weird to me now.
It is.
You know, you got somebody pressing a button that's like, oh, we're just wishing for the best every time. Remember Kong
used to get stuck? You used to ride it like 6 times? Oh, that was crazy. But, yeah, so we're still sitting on content from Joshua Tree. And then also from this trip right now, we have a bunch of content.
Okay, let's talk about something else because I'm pretty sure they don't really care about the content we're sitting on.
I'm also okay.
What? You're also what?
I'll save it for the next one.
What?
But yeah, so what are we gonna talk about right now? Let's talk about
We're just gonna, this is kind of like a chit chat hangout kind of session, but we are still talking about our trending topics, and then we'll move along to our funny stories. We'll call it, we have to think of a segment for that, but it's basically funny random short stories that I typically find online about random subjects that I just think about off the top of my head. And then I just find like categories that
Let me say two things that we're not going to go into depth about or touch on.
What?
Besides one thing, it's kind of political. Donald Trump got indicted. He pretty much.
But you just brought it up.
And then Andrew Tate was also released from jail.
Interesting. Yeah, things. I don't want to talk about that kind of stuff. It's too heavy. Our podcast is like lighthearted. It's supposed to be, yeah, like fun. And just like, you know.
Ouch.
Yeah, that's karma because, you know, you should have messed up.
She got the good chair. I'm sitting in her chair right now.
Do you see how he always has to point stuff out? You're really bothered.
I'm not.
Or you wouldn't be pointing it out. Anyways, we move along. So we're moving along to our trending topics. This one actually kind of slightly disturbed me. We kind of talked about it yesterday.
Okay.
There's a man who lived in a Vietnamese jungle for 41 years with his father and brother. He had no idea that women existed. The family fled to the jungle in 1972 during the Vietnam War. I'm sorry. There's obvious things that I can say, but
mine
it's going
to
be mine too. I'm not going to lie.
So he was there 41 years in the jungle with your dad and your brother. You,
and
your dad, your brother, no women.
He didn't know women even existed.
Dad is a cold piece.
I'm like, that story's like slightly dark.
So I wonder how old he was when he first moved there. Was he a child? Like,
well,
a baby?
Yeah, he's 41 years old. So when they fled there 47 years ago, so he was probably like 7 or 8. Ooh. This is the thing, though. Your dad knew that women existed. So what is going on? Like, yes, there was a photo of the guy and he was smiling, but I'm like, no, we need to get down to the nitty gritty.
He should get a 60-minute interview.
No, for real, because that's, I don't know. My mind went to the gutter.
Find somebody who ain't scared to really dig deep and ask the questions that a lot of people are thinking.
Yeah, no, for real. So the next one is scientists find massive black hole 30 billion times the size of the sun.
This stuff is like,
I'm starting to think they're just like putting stuff out there.
30 billion. So the
sun. How would they know?
So the sun is what? 100 million times bigger than the Earth and all
know.
This stuff.
It's huge.
And then if you magnify that to the black holes, it's like, I'm just like, I don't know. It's just like, and then
I'm not
going
to say I don't care, but I kind of just don't care.
I do care, but it's just your head will pop. It's just like mind boggling.
Yeah, it's like, it's out of my realm. There's nothing I can possibly do with this information. It's just something to like, okay, I know this, but
it's like almost a count to a trillion, but then, but it's like, okay, they say that there's more stars than there is grains of sand on every beach on planet Earth. I've been to a beach.
And just think of how big stars are.
So just think though, I've been to the beach, right? Plenty of beaches, and some beaches stretch miles and miles. And if you look at even a mile of sand and you pick up a grain of sand and you think like, wow, so there's more stars than these grains of sand at this beach alone, including every other beach on the planet. And then you think about a star can have you know, can have up to at least like 8 apparently like habitable planets or non-habitable planets, right? You're going to say gas giants, all this other stuff. So each star, so there's more planets than there are stars, if you really just simplify and break it down, because stars typically have planets orbiting them. Like our solar system, you have like the sun is our star, and we have about like 9-10 planets, I guess.
This stuff is just so unfathomable. I mean, yes, we're getting this knowledge based off of science.
So it goes past like trillions.
But we're just kind of like at this point, it's like,
are we alone?
No.
That's another topic we can get into another day.
All right, so let's move along because, yeah. So there is a scientist living underwater for 100 years.
Underwater.
So I actually watched a movie where, remember where those scientists were living under, the girl that plays Bella in Twilight was in it, remember? That she was living underwater. And remember there was like those creatures underwater.
Oh,
do you remember that?
I kind of remember.
Do you remember Twilight, the main character? Yeah. Remember she was playing in that movie where she was like underwater.
Like BioShock type of stuff? Oh, you never played that game before on Xbox. But it's like an underground.
She was like wearing, yeah, she was like wearing a, I forget what the movie's called.
Because they have like
cities. And for some reason, I forgot her actual name.
For one, to live 100 years is...
No. So, yeah. So, he's been living underwater for 100 years, and he discovered a new species.
He's a person. He's a real life person.
Yeah. And there was, like, a video of him.
He lived to be
100. So, there was an habitat. He's living in, like, a 30-feet habitat below a Florida lagoon. Out of all places.
You can't tell me people ain't crazy.
No, that's actually insane.
You think he's rational? You think he got
no, heck no. He's probably just like the guy not knowing that women exist. Unless he's down there with someone. I mean, if you're there by yourself, you're going to like lose your shit.
Do you got internet?
Hell no. That would be crazy if you had a phone.
You might have some underwater
Wi-Fi. Oh, yeah, because when you go inside of like the little building.
If I got like, some underwater Wi-Fi.
Imagine the pressure if it like broke through. There was a scientist who was studying underwater, and he said in order to use the bathroom, he would have to literally swim. There was like this hole. Remember that?
I remember that.
And he's
gross.
Bro. So they when they to, poop, they just let it go out.
So they actually go That's into the crazy. Ocean. So they leave their like dome or whatever enclosure thing, and they actually goes out to the ocean, and they poop in the ocean and use the restroom, and then they come back, and then they seal the thing, whatever, and then it's a whole process. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
So piggybacking off of Florida, there was a man arrested for slapping a woman in the face with a slice of pizza. What would you do? Was it hot?
It depends. You got to be like, first of
was
all.
Was it the back of the pizza? Because if it was the front and it was hot, I would be like, what pissed. Is this,
a combination pizza? Yeah, it was a combo.
Dude, okay, so apparently there was a grandma that was running a fentanyl drug ring in California. Like, she was the head
honcho. Wasn't she a teacher or something like that? Or like a doctor?
She was, like, in the police force or something like that. But basically what she did was apparently people said that you would never be able to tell that she did. Like, she was always happy and cheery. I'm like, she was probably making a lot of...
People out here trying to make a living.
Dude, California's a strange place.
I think she had some crazy role. She was like a principal or something? Or she was like a...
She, I mean, we should know. So you're like really digging
maybe
in.
Maybe someone else.
I don't know.
All right.
So this is something that I wanted to know your thoughts on. So Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher... apparently said they will donate their $275 million fortune to charity and won't be passing it down to their children. They said they don't want their children to become spoiled and entitled.
It's like Jackie Chan with his kid.
Yeah.
Ooh, I ain't gonna lie. I'd be mad at mom and dad.
Me like, too. I'm not gonna tripping. Do that.
Like,
I'm
mom
not,
and dad, y'all tripping.
They're not gonna grow up spoiled and entitled if you show them how blessed they are.
I'm gonna take them to court, civil court. I'm gonna sue my parents. Like, no, y'all can't do me like that.
Mm-mm. They're like, oh, if we can make it, you can make it.
No. If that's the case, everybody in America can be rich.
And it's like, and that's the thing too. It's like, what's the point of making all this large fortune if you can't provide for your family like through generations? Like that would be my goal.
Generational wealth. I need like, listen, I have to work and bust my ass and be homeless. So you got to go through what I went through. But I thought. The object was to have
they
kids.
They were never homeless. What are you talking
Ashton
about?
Ashton Kutcher, I think, was homeless. He got discovered and became a model. He was, like, sleeping in his car. But I thought the whole goal was to make sure your kids have a
life. That's what I thought. So that they could have an easier life. But
the opportunity that you didn't have and all this other
just
stuff.
Imagine the personalities they're around, though. Like, the type of entitled people, like, on their level of, like, just, like, celebrity and stuff like that. They probably experience people in a realm And they gotta be in trouble. Honestly, if they actually don't seem like they're like that to me. Mm-hmm. I don't know them, but they seem kind of like regular. Like they've been dating since they were teenagers, and I know he dated Demi Moore, obviously, but like they did start dating when they were young.
Was that an April Fool's joke or are they serious?
What?
That whole thing.
What are you talking about?
Was they serious about that? Like giving them money to charity?
No, they're serious.
That's crazy. Yeah. So what if the charity really isn't like what they think? Like they kind of like pocketing money and the CEOs and executives and people are low key like taking.
Honestly, if my parents said that to me, I would literally not like them.
Yeah, I'd be mad. I'd be like, I might be one of them.
Especially like teenage Shari, teenage me, I would have been like, I don't F with y'all.
It might turn to like a TLC movie or something.
Yeah,
like that.
I'm going to be hot because I'm going to be like, I'm why a Lifetime movie. And I'm pretty sure, you know, if you have money like that, you're going to make sure your kids have like the foundation and the basics. But if y'all are literally just, oh, you're going to college, I'm not providing or doing this, that sucks. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah, you'll see a different side of your child.
So let's move on to our random stories I found. So these are random wild party. Whoa. These are wild partying stories that will shock you. All right. So the first one, my high school sweetheart and I recently got back in contact and he invited me to his birthday party. Sparks were still there, so we were both nervous. I was a little too nervous and drank way too much. I ended up hitting on his BFF, popping a friend of his who hit on me and locking myself in the only bathroom in the house. So popping, I'm going to assume hooking up.
Wow.
This must be like slang somewhere. I don't know. These are stories online. I fell asleep on the toilet, finishing the night by peeing on my ex's bed 12 years later, and I'm still embarrassed. So I'm assuming they didn't like end up talking again. So that's like a high school sweetheart. You haven't seen them in a while. I see you and I'm hitting on your BFF, like your best friend. And they ended up hooking up. Because she was so slapped. And then she fell asleep.
This is why we ain't together. This is why we didn't work.
And she fell asleep on the toilet. She locked herself in the bathroom, fell asleep on the toilet, woke up the next day, sat in his bed and peed.
Why'd she pee in his bed?
Like it was probably an accident, like a drunk accident, I'm assuming. And I don't think somebody's purposely peeing on a bed.
I guess the term pissy drunk is a term for a reason.
No, for real. All right. So
that's crazy about the BFF. That's like you inviting me over. We
don't kinda, even say that because don't even like, put that in the energy.
Can you imagine if a girl invited a dude to her party that she was like, it was like her high school sweetheart.
David,
he pops up at the party and he's hitting on her friends and him and her friend hook
have
up.
Fun.
And it's like, bro, the only reason why you're here is because I invited you because well, that's crazy.
All right. So some years ago, I went to Javen. Can I read this? Some years ago, I went to a new coworker's birthday party and knew something was off. It felt like there was a giant magnet pulling my shoulder blades towards the door. I left very, very early. When I saw my coworker 2 days later, she told me, "You are so lucky you left when you did." Not long after I left, one of her friends got jumped and badly beaten up on a beer run, and multiple guests had their tires slashed. Always trust your gut, kids.
Why do this, like...
What is wrong with everyone? So
I'm assuming
happening?
Maybe there's, like, teenagers out being bad,
dude,
jumping people.
Yes.
Because teenagers are bad as hell.
Especially,
people,
like, in California, there's, like, a lot of odd, like, there's, like, kid, like, gangs and
there's
stuff.
There's a bunch of, like, renegade kids who, like, run around who's, like, just...
Bully people?
You know, they all, like, you know, they got the little bowl cut or they be, like, emo and stuff and just,
yeah,
like,
they, like, it's, like, a group of kids that hang out and just cause...
Take
trouble.
Out their problems at home.
Yeah, they're probably going through
people.
A lot of stuff at home. But anyways, yeah, so that's
tire
actually
slashed,
wild.
Everybody?
Tires, everybody's tires got slashed in.
They probably think she did it.
And right.
For leaving early.
And then somebody got badly beaten up.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, her friends, like the friends she was with, they got badly beaten up. That's actually really bad. All right. At my daughter's first birthday party, we held an after party for adults.
Uh-oh. After party... For the adults, that used to happen.
And my family is infamous for this. So my family loves throwing family parties. They all kind of get white girl wasted and just listen to music super loud. There's like 20 plus people. It's literally like a house party. They invite their friends over. It's like a whole situation. All right, at my daughter's first birthday party, we held an after party for adults. The people at this party were all military spouses. The party went smoothly until we ran out of ice. One guy had been flirting with a woman who's married. They volunteered to go get the ice. The store was literally at the corner and they were gone for 2 hours. During this time, I had one wife crying in my yard that her husband would leave her because she drank too much. And another wife stripping, singing, and swinging from a light pole. I stopped having parties for a long time after that. Yeah, if that's at my house, I don't want those marriage problems.
For two hours?
Because it wasn't this person's marriage.
No, I'm just saying, someone left with somebody else for 2 hours?
Yeah.
Somebody else's wife?
Yeah.
I'm just like, what are you
sorry,
even saying?
The certain things that happen, like, it's funny because if me and Javen were at a party and a guy was like, yeah, me and Shari are going to go run to the store, Javen would be like, no, the fuck you're not. What are you like, talking
yeah,
she about?
Can run and don't come back. And my thing is that, like, so do these problems, so is this like a new thing that just happened because the party happened?
It kind of sounds like a swingers situation.
Or was
situation.
The party like this? Or not a party, but were people like this at home already? And then
that's
this
what
is them being themselves.
Yes.
Or was this like a brand new experience?
No. I think that these people are already like this and they get more intensified when they're at somebody's house that isn't theirs. Everything's always better when it's not at your place because you don't have to like.
But the person who go to get ice for 2 hours, those two, was those two,
right.
Are they known for doing this kind of stuff already at home? Or is this like a new thing that they never seen their partner do?
Yeah. So the one guy that was flirting with the woman who was married, they both volunteered to go get ice together.
For 2 hours.
Let me tell you, if my husband says he's going to go get ice with another woman, that's fine. Have fun. Your stuff is going to literally be gone. You don't need to come back home.
You got a moving company.
You guys
at the
should
house?
Literally live together now.
2 hours is crazy.
Not dealing with that. All right. So next was, I was super drunk and barely had the sense and ability to order myself an Uber. I just about made it into the Uber and passed out right away. I woke up a 5-hour drive from my house with no phone, wallet, or shoes. The Uber driver had stolen everything and dropped me in the middle of nowhere. Luckily, I got home safe and contacted Uber, and my driver served time in jail. No biggie.
How do you think he's going to get away with that?
What is wrong? Like, truly.
So, it's like when you order an Uber, all your information is in there.
That's what I don't understand.
How desperate are people? That's crazy. That just
shows you. Do you remember that one Uber driver that was so pissed at me that I had Dash?
Oh, and you got out?
He was so disrespectful, and he was almost, like, threatening me, like, to, like, stay in the car. And I'm like, bye? You think I'm going to take a random threat from a guy in an Uber? Like, you're some authority over me? I'm getting out of this car, and I'm reporting your ass.
People be living, I don't know what kind of lives people be living.
People are literally, like, wicked out here, you guys. Yeah. So I think I have one more. This one's, like, kind of, like, whatever. Everybody was dancing in a sweaty kitchen when Hypnotized by Notorious B.I.G. came on. I thought it would be funny to do the dance from the movie 10 Things I Hate About You. It was fun until I smacked my head on the white ceiling fan and had to get stitches. All my friends know me for that. I still have the scar.
So something that you got risen up somehow. I don't know what the dance is from the movie, but the blades.
I can't even think of the song, but I know that if a fan is going full speed, that shit hurts when it smacks you.
I've seen cats get launched across the room.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was it. That was all the stories that I found online. Thank you guys for watching.
That's it?
Yeah. You want more?
I guess that's the end of the pod this time, guys.
You were having fun listening to those?
I was having fun listening to them, but
I normally do 5.
That was nice.
Short and sweet.
We took like a 2-week break from the pod, I would say, something like that.
Let's not even go down that road. Let's just outro it and then move along.
Anyways, you guys, thank you all for watching, and make sure you guys support us by dropping a like, dropping a comment, subscribe, and be sure to be on the lookout for our next video.
See you next time. Bye.
Peace.